And so he gives here, another illustration. He says, why did Jesus curse the fig tree in Matthew 21, 19 and follow? He says, it seems like such a cruel and petty thing to do, right? That would be a claim, right? He says, but the believer should answer by showing from scripture itself the symbolism of the approaching judgment and therefore the point of Jesus' object lesson. Jesus was, who's the, creator of all things, can do whatever he wants with his creation, and it's the right thing to do, right? And he was giving an object lesson. Now notice, this does not mean that direct scriptural proof is the only apologetic evidence that God permits us to use, right? As we've seen, scripture itself directs us to consider evidence outside itself, right? Paul's, his argument in 1 Corinthians implies that if people have doubts, they can look up the witnesses, right? So they are part of the evidence, but they're part of the evidence, right? But God's word is also, it is the authoritative evidence that we can depend on. And so, yes, we can have outside of scripture. Of course, we have evidence, right? But let's not dismiss what scripture has to say and begin to look outside only.
Right. We see that with Doubting Thomas. Jesus presents himself as the proof that, Thomas needs. But Thomas should have believed based on the authority of his friends who, came and told him, here's the resurrection of our Lord. The Romans didn't just take him away and, here's our line of argumentation. And, there should have been a reach back to the proof. We see the Bereans do that. We see the Bereans, they take the preaching of Paul and they don't go, well, let me touch Jesus's, hands and side and feet. They go, let us open God's word and see if what is being proclaimed about by Paul is matching up with what we would see from scripture. And they ultimately believe and they're commended for it. And so even Jesus commends, he says, where you needed proof, Thomas, blessed be those who don't need this type of proof. They just need God's ultimate authority, which is his word to believe. Right.
Good. So yeah, Bereans, right? What was their evidence? Well, they got in the scriptures. The scripture was their evidence. That's what their evidence was, that Paul was preaching the truth. Yeah. What did the scriptures say? Okay. Scriptures say that. He said it. Scripture says it. That's our authoritative word of God. It's the evidence that we need.
Which is why Jesus was so angry at the Pharisees, because they had an overabundance of scriptural proof. And they had at times even correct action or correct understanding of his teaching. You say this good, but then you do these things and it shows opposite. Or the Messiah will come and heal his people. Here I am healing them, and you attribute to me the works of Beelzebub. How can this happen? A house divided itself cannot stand. Okay, so Jesus is holding them to correct action, but the proof isn't enough to persuade them there. What ultimately should be persuading to them is what Jesus calls them back to. It's what he calls back the rich man who leaves because he's sad, is always back to the authority of God's word. What are the ultimate commandments? Love God and love others. Great. I've done all these things. Okay, great. So go and sell everything that you have because you're not following me right now. And he knows who the rich man is, and he goes away sad. So it's the lack of belief there stems from lack of trust and authority in God's word to do those things. Great, you might be rich now, but guess what? Come 70 AD, your riches probably won't mean anything when the Romans come tearing through here. But you could have ultimate wealth by believing the Messiah, even if you die a poor pauper next to him.